morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy Mother Effing Tuesday. This week is going to go by fast. I can tell by it already. Monday flew by. Tuesday feels like it's going to fly by. Wednesday is going to be here. We're going to blink. It'll be Friday, and then bam, back to Monday. Weekend's going to be done like that. But it's all good. You know, we're still going to make the most of it this week, so why not just jump right into it? So, of course, if you didn't already know, it is time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. You know, we need to be mindful of the company that we keep. You know, I know it's an easy thing to say, but it's not so easy to do. You know, a lot of us tend to get attached to the people, you know, within our immediate circle. And sometimes we don't even realize, you know, how detrimental some people can be just to our overall growth, you know, overall success. And it's not to say that those people can't change or can't grow with you, but, you know, it's difficult to be somebody, especially if you're someone who has that motivation to succeed and you know, you're willing to go through the hardships and do everything in your power to make sure that you know, have the best possible outcome, you know. So the type of person that you could be the type of person who goes through day in and day out and then making the most of each and every day and doing everything in your power, in your ability to be that best version of yourself. And the moment that, you know, things start to change, you know, especially if you're somebody who likes to, you know, you like to work out. So you want to see, you know, you like the way that you look, you like the way that your body's forming, you like the confidence that comes with it, and you're moving about a different way. And the people around you that may not be as motivated as you to work out, you know, they start to see the attention that you're getting and then they want that attention. Or if you're somebody who have business ventures and, you know, you're getting attention from certain people where people want to work with you and you're doing so much in your field that it's garnering a lot of attention, you know, from a financial aspect, from a popularity aspect, from, you know, just in general. And you start doing things that start to garner that attention. And then all of a sudden, people want to feed off of that attention. They want to be able to feed off of everything that you've worked for. You know, and if these people are doing that, you're going to get one of two people. You're going to get those that, you know, are happy about your success. They're happy about your growth. They're happy about what you're doing for yourself. And they want to see you, you know, make it to that point. They're happy for you. They're praising you. And then you got the other people who will secretly despise what's going on because they themselves don't have it. And it's not to say that they're inherently bad people, you know, but jealousy and envy runs very deep. And usually it's the people that's closest to you. 9 times out of 10, it'll be a family member. And that's not to say that that's going to be the case in every situation, but, you know, it happens more often than not. You know, so you need to make sure that when you are out here doing things for yourself and understand that you are doing what's necessary for you down the line to provide that better future for yourself, you need to be mindful and understand that the people around you may not always be there. And that's just by design, because when you grow, sometimes you tend to outgrow some of the baggage, some of the dead weight. And I know that's a harsh thing to say, but one thing you have to understand, you're either going to flourish or you're going to be held back. And usually those bad seeds, that dead weight, tends to be anchors. And it keeps you from achieving the things that you want to achieve. It keeps you literally from rising and becoming what you want to become. Because when you have a situation where you have the negative people around you and they're holding you back, it's going to become an echo chamber where they're going to feed you a lot of stuff that you don't need to be fed. That's going to keep you from doing what you need to do in order to do what you want to do. And this is why it's very important for you to have the people around you that are willing to celebrate you and not the people that's willing to tolerate you. Because there's the difference there. That's not to say that these other people that just tolerate you can't come back into your life or they can't be in your life. You need to be able to move around to where you can hold them at a distance, where you can spend time with them when it's convenient for you. But the moment that they become a nuisance to your overall growth is where you need to go ahead and just disengage and just be away from them for a bit. So this is why, again, I'm going to repeat it. You need to be mindful of the surroundings that you have and the company that you keep. Because at the end of the day, the number one priority is always you. And the ultimate goal is the overall growth that you will then attain. So do yourself a favor and stay on your purpose at all times. And make sure to keep the people that celebrate you and keep a distance from the people that are just there to tolerate you. So keep that in mind moving forward. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Salute.